Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I did not appreciate you guys sending me pictures last week of Michael Penix under center. Not one bit. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to be back, Mike.
I missed you so much. I missed you.
A little bit of a tan working for me. Yes, it happens for black folks.
Yes.
Mike walked in and he said that. And I was like, that is how it is when one of us is away from the show. Because like a marriage, you miss your partner. You miss the things that they do and the normal stuff that happens on a show. And Mike walked in today and goes, I missed you. And I was like, bro, what happened? What's going on in here?
No, I mean, like, Abe's got strong opinions. We all know, and that's why he's the sixth man on the station. But there's just some days I'm like, will you just play ball? Will you just play ball? You know, it's like, you know, Abe, driving to work today, the sky was blue. No, it wasn't. Ah! So anyway, so it's so good to have my man back. And we always do the meme of Apollo and Rocky on the beach, you know, from Rocky 3. So thanks for coming home, man.
Yeah, look, we will cover a few things that went down last week while I was out. Not a lot, because there's so much more new news to get to. I have come to one observation, Mike, while I was on vacay about our Atlanta Hawks, which I'll share with you. An incredible story of getting more than you deserve on vacation. And now I'm feeling guilty about it.
Mm.
I'll tell you about that as well. 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. First question for me, because when I left, you were in hot pursuit of going after Elon Musk and the owners of Twitter and X trying to recover your account. Is there any new information there?
Yes, I'm screwed. There is no there's no remedy unless I'm going to start posting some of the 60,000 posts that I made before some jackleg stole it. Randy Mack got hacked.
What?
Randy McMichael got hacked too.
Randy got it?
Yeah, and again, I was joking around. Don't answer any DMs on your ex account. Brian, the message I got was from Brian Geltzeiler, our buddy from XM Radio, saying he was up for there's a poll about best NBA insiders and please vote for me. And I did.
Okay.
And that's it. So then when Oren sent the link, they just wait for, it's like a Trojan horse, and it just waits for the time you need to use your credentials, and boom. Twitter won't even acknowledge my email ever existed that I use. So I'm done. It's out. And like Randy, I'm just philosophical now. I'll just start from scratch.
Yeah.
So Mike Bell, ATL.
I didn't know about Randy.
I heard him talking about it.
Okay.
And apparently a good friend of ours, Scott Kaplan, does radio out in California. He got hacked. So apparently they target guys with lots of followers and go to work.
Interesting.
Yeah, our buddy Paul, of all the nicest people, Paul Crane got hacked.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, Paul is the sweetest person in sports.
He's never going to say anything offensive.
Like ever.
Not to anybody. Yeah. All right. So I wanted to get that squared away because I was like, Mike's going to get his account back
it's
when
gone.
I come back.
All it's
right.
all gone.
All right. That's done. Real quick, you got to fill me in because I was getting those pictures on vacation. I was like, I'm about to mute y'all. The pictures of Michael Penix taking snaps under center. I know he's not full go. We know this. But the reaction seemed, Mike, at least from what I was getting, was people were excited about the fact that it looks like whatever mechanically he needed to work on, he's getting that work in. What's the deal? What's the latest on this?
Yeah, man. Well, two things. They showed video first. We talked about there was a video of Penix throwing. And we're like, well, what was he at OTAs? He can't be at OTAs. Or the minicamp, rookie minicamp.
That's right. That's right.
And then it turned out, we later found out, that he was actually throwing as part of his rehab, just working it out. Then we see him in super slow-mo, backing up from under center, simulating a handoff, throwing the football, right? Talking about Penix Jr.
Okay.
So the, and we're like, okay, he looks okay. Because all we had to go by before that was the wedding video of him dancing. Right?
Yeah.
So that happened. And so, okay, Penix looks okay. Maybe, fingers crossed, he'll be ready for when big camp starts. Then the Tua video drops, and it literally looks like the Concorde passing a biplane. am I lying? And Tua is, he's like, boom, boom, boom. And he's scrambling off. He's whoop. He's rolling out. Shoo. And he hits it. And I'm like, oh, wow. That's what a really mobile quarterback looks like here. It really did look like night and day. So we said, okay, two things can be true. Tua looks great. Penix looks better. Maybe they'll both be ready for camp.
Let's hope so. Look, this is all good news for Falcon fans. And they resume OTAs, mandatory minicamp, should I say, tomorrow. Matter of fact, a bunch of coaches are going to speak. We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski and many guys on the staff. That's great news. And look, we just want this to be as fair as possible when we talk about this competition as it possibly can. We just don't think on this show that it can be a fair competition if a guy misses 2 weeks of camp right. And is not able to take the necessary snaps, and then you're trying to judge whether or not he's going to be ready. I just want it to be one of those situations where at the end of camp, Mike, regardless of who ends up starting,
right,
we have a viable backup. When it comes time and whatever that's going to look like, and we know, hey, we're going into the season, and this is the guy that's going to start the season. That's what I want to know. I don't want to have all these ifs, ands, and buts, and, oh, well, if this happens. And again, you know, Coach Stefanski, he's not going to give us a definitive date.
Right.
They're just not going to do that.
And again, we've gone round and round. Do the Falcons, they don't have an agenda, but are they hoping that Penix Jr. can make it? Because it just makes things easier for the long term. If Tua balls out, then you're going to have the same question the Dolphins have. Do I go and give him a 30 to 50 million? What's a Sam Darnold contract look like? I don't know. But I got to tell you, after watching the minicamp stuff, again, small sample size, guys, and it continues, you kind of get the feeling if Penix can't get up to speed, then Tua will win this job and, barring a collapse, not give it up.
They don't have to rush him either, right? That's the other part. If Tua is showing as much as it seems like he maybe is, you don't have to rush things with Michael Penix. I know many of you are saying, we got to figure it out. We got to find out. Look, I think they want to find out just as bad as we do. But you also don't rush a guy back after his third ACL.
The other thing is, and one of the things Abe brought up, and I give him credit because it was a good theory, we called it the Abe Gordon thesis,
right,
is that they're the way the national game's set up. You could conceivably get Penix in after the Thursday night game. In other words, you'd have 10 days. Yes, you'd have like a 10-day window if you wanted to. Because as we said, you can't really have a competition once the season starts. So if Penix takes him like a full extra couple of weeks, that would be your window. But again, if Tua is balling out and we're winning games, why would they switch?
No, there will be no reason to do that. The other news today, guys, has to do with the James Pierce Jr. As we're just talking Falcons, we have a lot of baseball to get to as the Braves remain the best team in baseball. We will also talk about the spring meetings going on down there in Destin, where Greg Sankey is holding court and talking about, you know, putting his foot down, Mike, when it comes to this expansion situation. We will get to our guy, Connor Riley, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, we'll talk to our buddy Tony Gwynn Jr. about all the things regarding the Braves and much more here in about 10 minutes. But the latest on James Pierce Jr., and I think this is great news. And for everybody, it was like, he'll never play!
Mm-hmm. Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Slow down, because this is why we always say, let's let things play out. And the way this is looking right now, reports are that James Pierce Jr. was approved for a fast track to getting his case dismissed.
Right.
And they're saying it's going to be a one-year program instead of 6 months. But the bottom line, this is the kicker right here. His ex-girlfriend, Rekia Jackson, also voluntarily dropped her attempt at a permanent restraining order against him. So
Correct. This
helps his situation.
Correct.
So Pierce Jr. must still stay away from her for 12 months until the case is closed. But this is starting to feel like, Mike, he's on course to have this dismissed. And actually, I feel like now, more than I ever have these last 3 months, he's going to be in uniform.
And now it's just a matter of how does the NFL take this information, new information. Now, again, maybe the Falcons already knew about this and the NFL is already privy to it. Either way, first, we're hearing about it. But now, how does the NFL react? Does it start with an 8-game suspension that he can appeal down to 4? When will that even begin? You know, right now he's not with the Falcons. So it's just something we got to wait and see. But waiting on the NFL. That's next.
The original sentence or the program that he was in was 6 months. The state asked for a year, And so with these new provisions, bottom line is, guys, this looks promising for James Pierce Jr. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the more information comes out on this, it looks like, and at least for me, it feels like he's going to be in uniform. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you guys. Mike, give him your new Twitter handle.
Hey, man, you can search Mike Bell ATL and find it. Thanks to a listener. There's a listener who went out there and found it for me. And then it's Mike Bell ATL at ATL Bell 929. So you can search Mike Bell ATL and find me now. So we do appreciate that. Or ATL, or if you want to go the old school, ATL Bell 929. But Mike Bell, from 41,000 now to 1,600. And yeah, working our way back to you, babe, until the next time we get hacked.
No joke. I mean, look, it's crazy that all our – it feels like all the people that are close to us, we know that are involved. But even some of our friends that are around the country having the same issues. Hey, man, we got a lot to chop up today. I told you I came to an epiphany when I was on vacation about the Hawks. The Knicks feel like they're on a mission. And here's what's crazy. Remember how bad we felt about Game 6?
Yes.
They're kicking everybody's ass that way.
We are the only team to beat the Knicks at home, the only team to beat them in the playoffs. They went through Philly, and obviously the Cavs like pooped through a goose. And now for the first time since 99, funny memes. We'll get into it in Guy Talk. All the things that didn't exist the last time the Knicks were in the NBA Finals. But, yeah, I mean, we look back, and look, I called him Mr. Potato Head, but I'll tell you what, man. You got a chance to make some serious history as Knicks coach, and a great job Coach Brown's been doing. It really is something special. And the way, and we'll get into the Cavs. I know you got strong opinions on Harden. The gutless, weak stuff that started with their head coach after their second loss in the series just went and played all the way through. He's no longer Mr. Potato Head. They're in the NBA Finals.
A lot Respect. Of folks, though, Mike, you know, they looked at this situation and they say, East is weak. That if OKC or the Spurs were in the East, they'd be doing the same thing as the Knicks. I'm not going to tell you that. This has been total dominance by the Knicks. To sweep a team in the 76ers, yes, Embiid wasn't completely healthy, but that wasn't going to be a series anyway, even if he was.
Right.
And then you get to this series and you go, well, they're not going to sweep the Cavs. And even if it was Detroit, guys, I hate to tell you, I think they would have done the same thing to Detroit.
Detroit was not ready for prime time.
No.
Durin needs to look in the mirror. But, yeah, they got some issues on that squad. But I'm with you. And, you know, Kenny Atkinson, we talked about this. Going to analytics after losing and blowing a lead, it's like nobody wants to hear that stuff. And then, you know, to hear James Harden continue, you know, it's one thing. If you were a seven-game series, buzzer beater, you could then look at the media and say, I think we're the better team. That's fair. Not when you get swept.
No, and they're getting beat by 30 and 40 points. I mean, last night, you take your starters out of an NBA conference finals with 8 minutes to play. That's what happened last night. You're up 30, and you're taking your starters out of a game in a conference finals. Woo. That's just pure dominance, man. What's up, O?
Jalen Brunson has not played a single minute in the fourth quarter of the closeout games for the Knicks this playoffs.
That's how dominant they've been.
Not played a single fourth quarter minute in those closeout games.
Ananobi has been so money. And look, I don't want to, you know, sit there and not look. I respect OKC, but when they come out and come out flat, like how about when you see the other San Antonio 17-0 start? It was unbelievable.
It was.
But I still think, you know, Wemby and company and the half court shot we'll talk about, that was magic. They're back in action tonight. But I still think when you play the level of defense that New York does, that will work, and you could probably steal a home game, you know, at Thunder's or Spurs home court.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what team advances. They get back at it tonight, Spurs and OKC. But congratulations to the Knicks. And Mike and I said this after they beat our Hawks. They said, "Go win it all." Like we hear that commonly after teams get beat, it's like, "Go win it all," because we want to say, "Hey, we at least lost to the team that was able to get there and complete the task." But look, Knicks are up against history, man. We'll get into this and much more along the way. 404-726-0929. Follow me. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. When we come back, our man Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by Granger. We'll ask him about the Braves. Yeah, we've lost two games.
Can't win them all, Carl. Win them all.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.